This week, Israel continued its attack on Gaza City, despite a UN resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire. Israel's armed forces have killed nearly 1,000 people during 19 days of assault on the Gaza Strip. One-third of the victims are children. The movement of non-aligned countries condemned Israel for violating the UN resolution passed last Friday. UN General Secretary Ban Ki-moon said the resolution would allow the UN to continue its humanitarian efforts in the Gaza Strip.
For the past 2 weeks, people around the world have observed with grief and horror the escalating violence and suffering in Gaza and southern Israel, and have looked to the United Nations to put an end to the fighting. I'm heartened and relieved at the adoption by the Council today of a resolution to bring an end to this tragic situation. Your decision signals the will of the international community. It must be fully respected by all parties to this conflict. The resolution calls for an immediate and durable ceasefire in and from Gaza. This will open the way for the United Nations to resume urgently the delivery of humanitarian aid, food, and medical supplies. All parties in Israel and Gaza will need to respect this humanitarian effort. We also need to turn quickly to the process of rebuilding what has been destroyed in the fighting. The United Nations stands ready to assist and support this process. An immediate and durable ceasefire is the first step. However, we also all know that more will be needed and that a political way forward is required to deliver long-term security and peace.
Ban Ki-moon is on a tour of the Middle East this week, shoring up support for the ceasefire resolution. The International Red Cross reported that the Israeli armed forces have been preventing them from reaching and treating the injured. Bernard Baird of the International Red Cross.
Well, first of all, we had been asking for access to this area since last Sunday. We were finally able to go in with ambulances from the Palestinian Red Crescent yesterday only. When we arrived there, we found four young children barely able to stand, one man also barely able to stand, but 12 corpses, 12 bodies, including the mothers of the children, lying on mattresses in one house. We went to another house. We found 15 people there, again, in extremely feeble condition. And in the third house, there were three bodies there. We were able to finally evacuate all of the surviving people yesterday and some of the bodies as well. What international law, what the Geneva Convention say is there is an obligation on all parties to do everything possible to search for and provide assistance to those who are wounded and were sick. There were Israeli military units within 80 yards of these houses. Obviously, that was not done. The delay in allowing us to get into the area for us was simply unacceptable. Our response is either allow us access as quickly as possible, not 4 days later, or there is a responsibility on the part of belligerents to actually evacuate those wounded to a place where they can be cared for.
Also this week, Venezuela launched two military cargo planes of humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip.
In este caso, no vamos en misión de bombardeo ni de guerra, sino al contrario, de paz y solidaridad.
The first plane loaded with 12.5 tons of medical aid arrived in Cairo on Tuesday night. The second plane will leave Venezuela tomorrow, carrying over 80 tons of food and water for the people of Gaza.